President Bush has appointed the members of a commission that will investigate the CIA's intelligence gathering. Commentator Kevin Phillips says the president should have found appointees without checkered pasts.
It really is a little hard to believe. Out of all the Republicans that George W. Bush could have appointed to co-chair the new CIA investigation, he wound up picking Lawrence H. Silberman, a lawyer and senior federal appeals court judge. Silberman is a good bet to be the commission's principal behind-the-scenes orchestrator because Washington is, after all, Republican-controlled. The Democratic co-chair, former Virginia Senator Charles Robb, was picked as a non-boat rocker. But in the past, Silberman has been more involved with cover-ups in the Middle East than with any attempts to unravel them. His name has been raised in two well-documented connections. One was the Iran-Contra scandal of the mid-1980s. The second was the October surprise episode of 1980, in which the Republicans were later accused of colluding with the revolutionary government of Iran to keep 52 American hostages confined in Iran so that they could not be freed by the Jimmy Carter administration in time to influence the 1980 presidential election. The complaints voiced against Silberman are as follows. First, that in 1980, as part of that year's Republican campaign, he attended at least one of the October surprise meetings where an Iranian representative discussed what Iran would want in exchange for keeping the hostages. As for the later Iran-Contra episode, the special prosecutor in that affair accused Silberman, then a federal judge, of courtroom diversion and obstruction. Silberman was one of two judges in a 2-1 decision that overturned Oliver North's Iran-Contra conviction. The special prosecutor even toyed with accusing Silberman of judicial misconduct. The name of that angry special prosecutor was Lawrence Walsh, a Republican who had been Deputy Attorney General of the United States during the Eisenhower administration. Walsh wrote about both instances in his book Firewall. Even the word chutzpah doesn't describe this appointment of Silberman. He is not the first, but the fourth or fifth Iran-Contra figure to be given an appointment in the second Bush administration. This is not bravado, but arrogance. Hopefully, Senator John McCain can emerge as a Republican counter to Silberman in this investigation. But it would be nice if McCain had some other honest Republicans to help. One possibility might have been Scott Ritter, the former Marine Corps major and registered Republican who served as one of the UN weapons inspectors in Iraq. Ritter became famous last year for his insistence that there were no weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Obviously, he would bring important skills to the commission, but the White House would rather hug a cobra. Ritter is one of the growing number of Republicans who have decided that the United States needs a new president.
The comments of Kevin Phillips. His latest book is American Dynasty, Aristocracy, Fortune, and the Politics of Deceit in the House of Bush.